Well, a very unique few days here for the Milwaukee Brewers. It's not often that you wrap up a homestand with a road game, but that is what's going to happen to the Brewers this weekend when they travel out to Pennsylvania. And then a rare Friday afternoon home game in Milwaukee. You don't often see a 3:10 start at American Family Field on a Friday. So what is going on here? We welcome in Brewers President of Business Operations. It's Rick Schlesinger. Hey, Rick.
Good morning. Or good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It is. It's a little rainy out there, but hey, it's still a good afternoon. Okay, so Greg hit it right the head on the nail. The nail on the head. Yes, it's Friday. Thank goodness. This is a unique game. 3:10. Rick, why is it a 3:10 start in not a night game tonight?
Yeah, so we have been doing a little bit of experimentation with some Friday home starts. We've had a couple of other 3:10s this year. We did one of those last year. Very successful from an offense perspective. I think it's just a little novelty. Also, it gives our players a little extra rest time because we have a 1:10 start on Saturday, which is unusual. Usually our Saturday games are 6:10 starts. So we have a 1:10 start. And the reason we have a 1:10 start on Saturday is because the team is flying to play that game in Williamsport on Sunday. So we wanted to give the players time to finish the game and get to travel ultimately to Williamsport, Pennsylvania for the Sunday night game against the Braves.
So does baseball have rules about when you can start a game on a given day, Rick? Is it a challenge to try and pull off a 3:10 first pitch? What do you have another team coming in who might have to travel? And, you know, their schedule obviously is a consideration as well.
Yeah, there are rules. We don't have any problems scheduling a game on a Friday at a 3:10 versus a 7:10 or 6:40. But there are different rules, usually on getaway days. So Thursdays is usually a getaway day for the visiting team or sometimes for us. So generally those are day games because depending on how far the teams travel in terms of how long their flights are, that determines when we can schedule a game. So, for example, if we were home and playing the Seattle Mariners on Thursday and they were flying back to Seattle, we would not be able to have a Thursday night game scheduled against the Mariners here if the Mariners had a Friday home game to have to play. So there are rules like that that the Players Association and Major League Baseball works out in every collective bargaining agreement.
Rick, this is going to be special in Williamsport. Is this a full circle moment for some of your guys, for some of the team members on the Brewers right now?
Yeah, it's a great way to put it. I mean, a lot of our players played Little League, and I honestly don't know that any of them made it to the World Series in Williamsport. But obviously, when you're playing Little League, that's the ultimate goal. So they're going to have a great experience. They're going to go to the Little League field and meet the players that are the kids that are participating in the Little League World Series. And then obviously we'll have batting practice and then we'll play at Bowman Field in front of about 2,500 people. So it'll be a very intimate setting, but obviously national televised game and a little pomp and circumstance. And I think, you know, it'll be great to sort of soak it all in. And I've never been to Williamsport, so I'm looking forward to sort of enjoying the experience. My Little League career did not matriculate into any success, so I'll be doing this as a visitor and observer.
When do conversations for a game like this start, Rick? Obviously, you have to give up a home game for it, and the crowd right now is very robust and a lot of energy when you're playing home games as the best team in baseball. To give up a home game for something like this, obviously it's a unique circumstance. When do those conversations begin with baseball?
Yeah, usually a year and a half or so in advance. So we obviously had discussions with Major League Baseball back in 2024 about participating, and we were vectoring towards the Little League game. We also obviously would be interested in the game in Iowa at the Field of Dreams, and maybe that'll happen in the future, as well as potentially games outside the United States, which are always interesting and fun and sort of special. So what baseball does is they look at teams and try to fit in, and it worked out well because we're going to play, obviously, in Williamsport on Sunday. Then we have an off day, and then we play the Mets at Citi Field on Tuesday. So the travel is very easy for the team to go from Williamsport Sunday night after the game to New York, have a day off, and then play the Mets on Tuesday. So it worked out well from that perspective.
Rick, as we're watching the radar here for these strong storms that are likely to hit later this afternoon and this evening, National Weather Service says a tornado cannot be ruled out. Hopefully we don't have one. We've had enough already this year in Wisconsin. But it just reminded me of the storms that we had earlier this week. And I know you guys had the big sign up on the Jumbotron alerting everybody. We heard the phones going off. Some people were surprised, though, that the Brewers kept on playing through it. Can you walk us through how you guys make those important decisions?
Sure. I guess the main thing that I like to tell fans is from a safety perspective, safety is number one. And number two, this is probably the strongest, most durable building in the entire state. And when fans are inside with the roof closed and the panels closed, it's an incredibly safe environment. And so we obviously were in touch with our meteorologists and we're in touch with all of the weather prognosticators and you know, making sure that there was no danger. If there was an active tornado that was touching down or looked like it was touching down in any vicinity here, we would have gone to, you know, having people get out of the seats and go into the concourses. But watching everything and getting the best information from our weather forecasters, there was no risk to the public safety. So we continue to play. And I'm just glad that, you know, people were able to come here and be safe. And we had very little damage at the ballpark other than a few downed trees and things like that. But, yeah, weather is always a concern. And even though we're a very safe building and a structurally sound building, we do pay attention and want to make sure the fans are safe.
Yeah, my wife had even asked, like, they're still playing, huh? And I was like, well, yeah, I guess. I mean, it seems like a safe spot to be. You don't want everybody to rush out to the parking lot. Do you try and put people in the restrooms or do you use the concourse? Like, where's the best spot to be?
Yeah, the concourses are the best spots to be. And we have, the good news is we have wide concourses. And while there are windows in some of the concourses, there's enough room to move people away from windows. And obviously, you know, we're just very careful about how we're doing that. And the good news is there's so much area in the ballpark to put people in if we want to move them from the seating bowl that we can do it, you know, orderly, safely. There doesn't need to be a mad rush to leave the seats because candidly, I will tell you that even in the seats, you're extremely safe. And the reality is with the roof closed, this is an incredibly sound structure and there's no calculated wind or tornado that could damage the roof. Now, obviously, we have the movable panels out in the outfield and we would move fans away from that area. Those panels are very secure, but obviously they're not steel roof panels. But, you know, candidly, if we kept people in the seats, that's also a very safe option.
Rick, we always appreciate you joining us here. It's going to be a unique day and a unique weekend here for the Milwaukee Brewers. If I were to look at your calendar right now, by the way, how many playoff planning meetings would be on the horizon here in the next couple of weeks?
I would say daily.
Yeah.
You know, the good news, you know, the reality is we're all superstitious, but we also have to plan. And it's nice to be in a position where we've got some experience. So, you know, we've been through this drill before. It's a labor of love, but, you know, every year there's a little bit of a different take and we're ready to go. And hopefully it's a long run in October and we have to plan for a lot of games and a lot of excitement. And the reality is we'll be ready. And I know the fans are excited. It's funny to think, you know, still have a lot of games left to go, but you still really have to start planning for these things months in advance because it takes a small army of people to make sure that the postseason games come off without a hitch.
Well, potential playoff preview today at American Family Field. Jacob Mizorowski, Chris Sale, amazing pitching matchup as the Brewers welcome in the Braves. Rick, always great to check in. We'll do it again soon. Thanks so much. Have a fun weekend.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
October baseball. It's the best. Let's do it.
I love the idea of 2,500 people in the stands. And a lot of the people in the stands on Sunday in Williamsport will be, you know, the families, the players participating in the Little League World Series. It really will be kind of a throwback. I love how you phrased that, kind of a full circle moment. Yeah, it's where these guys started in some respect, right? At the youth level, playing baseball out in the yard in an organized league, whatever it was. And here they are now giving back. Amazing.
Yeah, you don't forget those memories from being a kid like that.